fellowship came up, the vicar, with a pair of coal tongs, picked up a single flaming coal and placed it outside the main fire. The vicar then got up from his chair, left, and went home. Left alone, the man was captivated by this single coal. This gives you an idea of the topic this morning, and the ending of the story will continue in a few minutes. We are thinking about the fellowship of believers. Why did God create a community that we call the church? What's its purpose? And why is getting together with other Christians, not just on a Sunday, but regularly during the week, vitally important for us? God being three persons in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, means that God lives in community. He lives in unending, loving fellowship, friendship, connection, and intimacy. Because God lives in community, he loves relationships, so much so that he sent his Son to die on the cross for you and I, so that we could be brought into the fellowship of the Trinity. But it doesn't stop there. Flowing out from the fellowship of God comes the fellowship of believers, which makes the church a miracle. It is a miracle that a bunch of very different people of all ages and personalities and backgrounds, ethnicities, occupation, and social classes gather and share life together with those who they share little in common with. And we have more reasons to be divided than to be united. If it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here this morning together. The church is a literal miracle. The church is truly the most diverse and inclusive community in the world, and the only community that has spread and flourished in almost every single nation and culture on earth. These very first Christians that we had heard read out, they loved meeting together. You could not stop these people from being together. Just one hour on a Sunday morning was not enough for them. They were together in the temple, but also in their homes. Then back to the temple, and then back to their homes. Every day, continuously, constantly, relentlessly. In other words, they could not get enough of each other. Regular life was an interruption. Work, cleaning, gardening, sports, amusement, entertainment were interruptions and distractions from what they really wanted to do, which was to gather together, to study God's word, to pray, and to break bread and drink wine. These people were given new life, and as a result, they entered into a whole new way of being. They loved being with other Christians. But why? Two reasons why God created the church, we see in this passage. Firstly, it is God's grace of belonging. It is God's grace of belonging. Once these people were strangers, separated from each other, living as individuals, scattered around the place. But Jesus brought in scattered individuals and binds them together. They weren't forced together. They wanted to be together because they belonged to God and they belonged with each other. God, through the family of believers, gives us a spiritual family with whom we will spend eternity with. Believers next to you is your brother and sister in Christ, which means in this community, God gives us the desire for connection, the longing to be known by others and to know others. The desire to be loved by others and to love others is provided for through the church family. Whether someone is single or married, no one should be lonely. No one should be without intimate connections, but that comes from sharing life with others. Many people in our society are looking for human connections in all the wrong places, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat and so on, thinking that these things will provide them what they want, the human connections. But we won't find that online, because we're created to be physically present, to be intimately involved in each other's lives. When you're meeting regularly with the same people and spending lots of time with them, You cannot help but get to know each other really, really well. You will share life together, the good times and the bad times together, the joys and the sorrows, the crises and celebrations. We cry together, laugh together, and even get on each other's nerves together and learn to be patient and forgiving with each other. Through the community of believers, people get to experience the love of Christ through the love of Christians. The church family will help us see Christ in others, but also help us to become more like Christ by becoming more forgiving, more generous, more patient, and so on. These things cannot happen apart from the church community. So the church is God's grace of belonging. Secondly, God's grace of directing us to Christ. Verses 46 to 47 says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God. When they were studying God's word together, when they were serving together, loving each other, and telling others about the good news of Jesus, they were praising God. And in their praising God, they were directing people to Christ. We delight to praise the things we enjoy, don't we? When we see or hear something or something we love, whether it's a beautiful sunrise or sunset, a piece of artwork, your spouse maybe, a piece of music that sounds wonderful, our enjoyment of that thing is expressed in praise. We tend to say, whoa, how glorious, how beautiful, how great, how wonderful is that thing? We want to bring others in and say, look at this, listen to this wonderful piece of music. See how glorious this sunset is. This praise doesn't just express our enjoyment and delight, it completes it. When our enjoyment overflows into praise, it completes our enjoyment of that particular object. Our praise or praiseworthy objects has to get out. It has to be expressed. It has to be shared until other people are aware of that object. And the more beautiful the object, the higher the object, the greater the intensity of praise and joy is going to flow out from us. This is another reason why Christians have to get together. They love to get together. And it's the ultimate reason why God created the church. When we are together to study God's word, to break bread and pray, we are getting others to see the same beauty. We are directing others to see how wonderful God is. And this is my task as a preacher, is to use words in the best way I can to show you the beauty of Christ. And God compels me to want to share this good news of Jesus with others because Christ, in Christ, I've found someone so wonderful that I want others to come and see. That's what we are doing when we get together every Sunday morning as a church. Genuine Christian fellowship isn't spending all of our time talking about the weather and how bad it is during the summer, or sports, or jobs, as we can do that with anyone in any place. Christian fellowship happens when we are directing others to Christ. When someone is going through a tough time in life and needs to be comforted, what do we do? In the breaking of the bread, we are being reminded that Christ was broken for you. He knows what it feels like to be broken. He has been where you are, and everything will be okay in the end. That's how we comfort one another, by directing others to Christ through our praise of him. How do we comfort the guilty and those in need of forgiveness? We praise God to each other and point to the mercy of Christ on the cross. How do we help each other fight sin and to challenge someone who may be living in sin? We praise God to each other and point them to the holiness of Christ. How do we help someone who loves material wealth and can't stop spending more money on more and more stuff? We point to the treasure that Christ is. How do we help someone who gets anxious when things are out of their control? We point them to the sovereignty of Christ, the one who is in control. How do we help a Christian who is bitter and angry with another Christian? We praise God to each other and point them to the forgiveness that they have received in Christ, how can we remain bitter and withhold forgiveness when we see the one dying on the cross for us? When we see the bread being broken for us, his body broken for us? Because Jesus is the ultimate glory, the ultimate beauty, and the one most worthy of praise, and who reigns supreme over all, the natural overflow of our praise directs others to Christ. This is why Christians love to gather together, because through our fellowship, it is God's means of grace to direct each of us to Christ. All the barriers, all the divisions that bring so much conflict to the church and to our families and to this world, all goes away. But this cannot happen apart from the church community. So being devoted to the fellowship not only means spending time together on a Sunday, but also during the week in various ways. Whether it's inviting people over to your home, joining a home group, when soon we will be having home groups eventually down the line, attending an extra service or an extra prayer meeting, and so on. Going back to the story of the man and the coal. A man who didn't see fellowship as essential to being a Christian watched that single coal separated from the community of coals. He watched as it quickly began to lose its flame and die out. Separated from the community of coals, it struggled to stay warm, struggled to maintain its flame, and withered away. The individual coal depended on the community of coals. Having realized the spiritual lesson, the man was found back at church the next Sunday. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Father God, for giving us the church family, that way we can call other Christians brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for this extended family, where no one needs to feel alone, where everyone can feel and experience the connection, not only with you, but a connection, the deep human connection that we have been created to experience with each other. We thank you so much for the glory of the church and how it directs us and points us to Christ. And in Christ is the solution to all of our problems. And through praise, we are reminded of the beauty and the wonder of Christ. We thank you so much for your wisdom in creating a church that continues to help us, nurture us, and lead us to flourishing as human beings, and helping us to become more like Jesus as we praise him and worship him together. So continue to give us a desire and a heart to long to be together more often, to worship you and praise you and pray together and to hear your word together, that we will be a light on this hill and this community, a witness to the good news of Jesus. So may you draw more people to yourself, so that more people experience more of your love and transforming power in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. And we continue in a posture of prayer.